Hello, Saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo's savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
I should be writing number 446.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. But I'm sitting home watching Doctor.
Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Murr, and it's been a tiring day. I don't have a lot of energy. That's what a tiring day means. Helping my kid get ready for college, and I don't remember it being this difficult. Which is weird, because now that it's like, everything's online, it's supposed to be easier. But it doesn't feel that way. I didn't do any writing today, but I did meet with my editor and take extensive notes on the edits she wants in my new book. And there were very few surprises. I knew the book needed work. I'm being asked to remove some uninteresting characters, which is kind of hard because in a murder mystery you want lots of suspects. But it's more that I think they want me to remove some of these suspects and introduce suspects elsewhere. And so they told me to get rid of the least interesting suspects. Not in those words. That's what I took out of it. And I'm okay. I think what a lot of writers don't realize when they meet with editors is the editor's job is to make the book better. Now, you may not agree with whether the editor succeeded in helping you make the book better or not. They may just do a crappy job overall. But if you're working with an editor, you have to at least trust them, because why would you be working with them otherwise? And I know that the extensive work we did on Six Wakes turned it into an excellent book, so I actually don't mind meeting to discuss what's broken in my book, because it was surprisingly not upsetting, even though the rewrites will require some heavy lifting. This is where I get out my index cards and make a card for every scene and then move them around. That's how I ended up fixing some of the problems in Six Wakes. I just had index cards all over the floor. And I know you can do that in Scrivener without getting your floor dirty, but I really, really like the analog when it comes to brainstorming and writing stuff down and thinking and all that stuff. I've tried so many different apps for note-taking and mind mapping and all this crap, and it just, I get no dopamine hit for typing an idea into a phone. It's pulling out the notebook and scribbling on it that makes me happy. I don't know why. So today somebody sent me a long email. I'm going to sum it up. But it's a good question. I'm just going to say not give names unless somebody specifically gives me permission to. It seems safer than assuming it's okay to say your name and then have someone go, oh god, I didn't want that. So, this person essentially says they're, working on the second draft of the first novel, went to a conference where there are a number of agents, and they asked what you were working on, because agents do that at writers' conferences. And the elevator pitch resulted in 9 requests, 2 for the full, and 1 who asked me to reach out to them and work on the first draft together. This person hasn't done that because they wanted to puzzle out the book themselves, and just because they're personable and can pitch a book doesn't mean the writing was ready to go out, and the writing is what matters. I was talking to my writing group and mentioned my idea for the book I want to write while I query this one. 100% of the writers group tell me to stop writing my current book and write the new book now. That it has a handle and will sell so much easier than the other one, and once I'm represented, it'll be easier to sell the first book. Here's the deal. You know the saying, bird in the hand is worth two in the bush? I always thought that was a weird saying, but essentially it means if you're... I think it's a hunting metaphor. If you've already got one bird and you're going to take it home and eat, but then you think, oh, there's two over there. Maybe I should put this one down and go after those two. Then you might end up with nothing. Very, very, very few beginners get that much agent attention. Let's go over the numbers again. 9 requests, 2 for the full manuscript, and 1 who wanted to work on the draft together. If you have agent interest in your book, you send them that book. There's an anecdote about a science fiction editor who was talking to a writer at a con, and the editor's like, why haven't I seen any of your stuff? And the writer's like, oh, my stuff's not good enough to send to you. And the editor said, that's not your decision. That's my decision. You don't get to decide what goes in my magazine and what doesn't. I get to decide that. So if you have people asking for your book, you send that book. I don't know what your writer's group is thinking of, because, yeah, if the second one sounds good, then great. But at the very, very worst case, you will have experience in dealing with agents. And if they all reject you, you'll still have that experience, and then you can contact them for the second book. If you send them the second book, you'll want to say, hey, we met at a conference, we hit it off, we chatted. And then they're going to say, oh yeah, I remember you. Why the hell aren't you sending me the book I asked for? So one of the biggest questions this person's asking is, the two books are different. And how do I figure out what's better for a debut? Or do you go with what's more likely to sell? That is the question for the agent you sign with. And, you know, you don't have to hide the second book. You can say, here's the first book. I'm working on a second one in a different genre right now, just to stretch my wings and see how that goes. If this one doesn't do it for you, I'd love to send you a partial of that or something. But yes, send them the book they asked for. If an agent's asking for your book, you send that book. And you can't go wrong. Really. If they don't like it, they don't like it. And then you send them the second book. But if you never gave them an opportunity to make a decision on the book they actually wanted to see, you're missing out, potentially. So send the book. Go ahead and send the partials to the people who want it, since you're partway through the second draft. And then finish the draft and then send the fulls to the other people. One thing that worries me a little bit is you say you wanted to puzzle out the book yourself and not be swayed too much until it's no longer my book. A good agent is not going to do that to you. As I said today, I was going through my book with my editor and my agent, and they had suggestions. You know, they told me what wasn't working. They had a few suggestions. I'm going to take to heart what they said wasn't working. I may solve it in a different way, or I may take their advice, but I don't have to take their advice. If you have an agent saying, hey, send me your book and I'll fix it, and I'll tell you what to do to fix it, I'll tell you what to write. No, you don't want that representation. But if you want someone to look at your book and say, hey, your characterization's a little weak, but your description's really strong. Let's talk about characterization a little bit. That's just help. That's excellent. Agents don't have a lot of time. The fact that somebody's reaching out wanting to work with you is big. So this is opportunity knocking. You should answer the door. It's October 29th. I'm going to continue with the daily podcasts. It will become a daily NaNoWriMo podcast starting Friday. Patreon supporters will get episodes on the weekends. So if you want a full 30 days of episodes for NaNoWriMo, then support at patreon.com/mightymer. Or you can just see my site at merverse.com or email me at mightymer@gmail.com. And that's it for me. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliate Sophia Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.